This is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
And we have been taught you have to go to church. Well, it's a truth. I mean, you know what I'm talking about in its own way, but it was the wrong developing of the background so that we can go on and see quicker and faster our perception. Are y'all all right? Everybody say, I get to. So the family of words I get to is humility, willingness, honor. When someone honors someone, they don't have to. I guess you could, but when you get to honor someone, what does God say about that? Oh, I'll honor you. Spiritual law. Children, honor your parents. Will there be any benefits to that? Does God say any benefits to that? Long line. Husbands, honor your wives. Is there any benefits to that? Because it was coming out of that humble heart. Now, the have to family is pride, selfish, flesh, slothful, or grudgingly. Grudgingly. Okay? Now, God said to me, Chip, I never made you, and you didn't have to get saved. You got to. You don't have to believe. You get to. You don't have to speak words of faith, read the Bible. You don't have to love your neighbor. You don't have to give. You get to. Man, what other pastor is preaching from their pulpit? You don't have to do any of this stuff. You don't have to praise and worship. But Chip, wait a minute. Now watch this. You ever heard the road theory? Brother Hagin, you're either on the road or you're in this ditch or that one. Does that make sense to you? Stay on the road. In everything, you can get, I'm talking about faith, I'm talking about everything. You can get off the road and in a ditch. What I'm talking about is you can get so extreme over here and so extreme on the other side. Are you with me? Just stay in the road. You'll be fine. So there's going to be people who hear this. And they're going to think, hey, now these guys are in this ditch over here. Or they're on that little great, you're pretty close to the ditch. But you're not hearing the warning signs. You're telling me I get to judge others? You're telling me I get to turn my neighbor's cheek? You're telling me I get to sin? Now see, you can totally take this teaching and do that. Well, you're saying that. This is what the Bible calls being misled. All right? And these are acts of selfishness, not humility. These are acts of pride. These are not of God and His Word. Let's go to Galatians 6, 7, and 8 in the message. This wraps it up really good. Everybody watch this if that's you that was thinking that. Don't be misled. No one makes a fool of God. What a person plants, he will harvest. The person who plants what? Say it again. Selfishness. Not humility. Not for others. For themselves. What I just told you was all about you and yourself and your pride. When I said, I just want to give them a piece of my mind, that's all about you. Are y'all getting the difference here? This is not what God's talking about here. No. And those who plant selfishness, ignoring the needs of others, that's why we're here. Amen. Reach the world. Reach the lost. Don't ignore them. Don't ignore God's plan. You know what? Those people who plant that selfishness, they will harvest a crop of weeds. And all he'll have to show for his life is what? Good luck with that. So you're telling me I can still go to heaven and do all that? Yeah, and you will live in weeds. Destruction after destruction. Here it comes, legally. You're in the weeds, man. And you're crying out to God in those weeds. You're telling me I can do this? Hey, you want to harvest that and do that? But those, now watch this. What does it say? And all he'll have to show in his life. He's talking about Christians. There are Christians that all they're showing in their life is weeds. Terrible. That's sad, but that's terrible. Do you think as a pastor, I want you guys to live in the weeds? When David said, man, green pastures, still waters. Amen. It's awesome out here. No, you get to. Amen. You get to not sin. You get to walk in love. Amen. You don't have to. You get to. But the one who plants in response to God, letting God's Spirit do the growth and work in him, he'll harvest a crop of real life. Somebody say real life. Eternal life. This is the principle to real life. Say, I get to. Now, the family of words we were talking about, let's start with humility. Humility is submitting your will, everybody say will, to God and his word. God gave you a will. And when you submit your will to him and his word, this is what got Satan kicked out. Pride, the opposite. He didn't submit his will, right? And some angels went with him. They chose, everybody say chose. And he makes man and he says, choose. But you submit your chooser to God and you submit your chooser, your will to his word, no matter what. So if God said it, then that's that. If God's word says it, then that's that. If the Holy Spirit leads me, then that's that. Now listen to what God says about the humble, the humility. He says he will never forget the cry of the humble. The Bible says he hears their desires. Let's go to 1 Peter 5, 5 and 6. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be what? Clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud. You either humble or you're proud. You either get to or you have to. I just gave you the Brim translation of that one. You either get to or you have to. Man, how are we going to change all this thing? And be clothed. God said be clothed with get to. Get the wristband. Get the t-shirt. Get it on your refrigerator door. And be clothed with you get to. Are y'all getting this or not? That's how I'm hearing it from him. Chip, be clothed with you get to. Oh, yes, sir. Piece of trash in a parking lot. Well, it ain't my parking lot, and there's people who... No, no. Why don't you just submit your will? Why don't you just live by this principle? I get to do that. I get to help that lady with her groceries. I get to pay for them. He said, those are my people. I hear their desires. I know their hearts. But we've been taught you have to. It hurts God every time we say you have to. You don't have to do nothing. You get to. Amen? Be clothed with you get to. For God resists the have to's. And he gives grace to the get to's. Who gets grace? Some people are going, me? Oh, not necessarily. Where's that been? He gives grace. He's a giver. Grace in the G cloud to the humble. To the hearts who get to. Amen. Click. Humble. Get to yourselves. Therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt who? The get to's. Come on. He may exalt the humble. The humble are going to get exalted. The get-toers are going to get exalted. Amen. Praise God. Think about when you enter. When he says, enter into my presence. How does he say in the Bible to enter into his presence? With thanksgiving and prayer. That ain't about you. And there's so many people that try to pray and enter in with all this need. We get to. Yeah, but our president and our governments, now we get to lift him up. Yeah, but I didn't vote for him. Well, you get to pray for him. See the difference? See the attitude? Oh, come on. This is the principle. And benefits always follow the get-toers. Always. Somebody say always.
Always.
I'm telling you always now. When you enter into his praise, don't enter into his presence with need. That's pride. I need. Now, that's self. Are y'all getting this or not? That's the I have to. I have to pray on this thing. Man, this job and my future and my kids, I have to. Hush. Lord, I get to do this. Amen. Amen. Now, it ain't maybe who says it's going to happen overnight, but because God's revealing this and uncovering this to us, I believe we're going to get it quicker and quicker and quicker. Amen? Amen. Say, I get to. So, let's go to the next family of word in this. Willingness. I looked up the definition of willingness. Eager. Does that sound right? Eager to help. Prompt to act or respond without reluctance. All right? In Exodus, oh, shoo, I just felt something right there. Watch this. Are y'all ready? Stay with me. God commanded Moses to tell the people to bring an offering, but he said, tell them only to bring it with a willing heart. Otherwise, don't bring it. God does not need your offering. God does not want a have-to offering. But you come clothed in get-to-ness. You come clothed in humility. Oh, you got his full attention because that's a principle and a revelation, and that is a law that he put into existence.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's Church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we have the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.